Hello and welcome back, health enthusiasts. And I've got something for you today, some sacred truths. You're listening to Start Living Sustainable, where in each of my episodes, I really want to bring in some strategies and tips so that you can incorporate modern wellness. But today I'm going to be throwing in some ancient old wisdom. Can't overlook it. So it's a special segment. We're zooming in on a hot topic that's sure to ignite your thoughts and has the possibility to purify your lifestyle. I'm asking, does the divine God himself mind what's in our makeup, our cleaning products, and our very cupboards in our homes? Well, I think the answer is going to be pretty clear. So strap in for a soulful trip as I decode some ancient truths and how we can incorporate them into our modern lives that can actually help transform the way we think about our health, our home, and how we take care of ourselves. So stay with me for an enlightening journey that promises to bring some awareness, inspire, and maybe, just maybe, revolutionize your world. Here we go. Hi friends, welcome to Start Living Sustainable. I'm your host, Cynthia Harvey Brown. In this podcast, I'm going to help you discover sustainable ways to improve your overall health and well-being in your home. And I'm going to show you how to do this without spending a lot of time or money, all in partnership with God. Yes, if you're ready to show yourself some love, experience a new level of wellness, build faith, and align your values with God's vision for your life, then you're in the right place. Pour out the diet soda, and we should talk about those yoga pants. Let's have some serious fun in today's episode. I want to take a moment to remind you that you can book your home detox audit session with me today. Yes, go ahead and click the link below. Let's get started transforming your home one room at a time. It is so impactful to get rid of things in your home, products in your home, practices in your home that is impeding your good health. So let's start your journey today. Book your session. The link is below and let's transform your home into a haven of health. There was a time when I, just like you, reached for products on the shelf without giving it a second thought, completely unaware of the stuff that I was buying and bringing into my home. As we journey together here at Start Living Sustainable, it's about becoming aware. I think it comes down to becoming aware, not just to better our health. And yes, we want to improve on our health in any way, shape, fashion, or form, but to raise a standard, to value what truly matters. And we know our health is the most important gift that we have. And that may mean doing something about it. When we look at and discover that our wellness, our well-being is more than personal. It's a divine gift that we should all cherish. And as we navigate the truths hidden in our everyday lives, I want you to try and remember that there is an age-old wisdom in the scriptures, yes, that timeless wisdom on this very matter. And when we take a hard look at what's really going on in our lives, asking how we can honor these bodies that we've been given, right? And reflect on the guidance that's provided for us through a source as old as time itself, and that is the Bible. Have you ever wondered what the Bible might say about toxins lurking in our modern world, even in our home, and how we can apply its everlasting, ancient, old words of wisdom to protect our health? Even to cleanse our home and to find healing in our lives. Yes, our desire is to be well, to stay well, both in body, mind, and spirit. I want you to consider the words from Psalm 139, where it says, You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. That is profound, okay? Our bodies are not a random collection, meaning our physical health is, it's not an afterthought, but it's a divine concern of God's. And if we're crafted with such detail, and I think we can agree that we are, it stands to reason that we're meant to protect and preserve this craftsmanship from harmful chemicals. Even in Matthew 10:30, we're reminded that every hair on our head is accounted for. Well, if you have hair on your head, but the idea here is that God really knows us better than we know ourselves. And in 1 Corinthians 6, it's clear that our bodies are significant to the Lord. And what does this tell us? That the state of our health, down to the smallest detail, matters in the eyes of God Almighty. Your body, as well as mine, is a temple of the Holy Spirit, according to 1 Corinthians 6. We don't own our bodies. We steward them, yes, and just like any temple or a sacred place, they should be kept pure and uncontaminated, which includes being really mindful and vigilant about what we expose ourselves to, and that would include, of course, any kind of chemical toxins. Romans 12 calls us to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. And this isn't just about spiritual acts, but it involves maintaining our health as well. To honor and to glorify the Creator with our bodies, we must be mindful of keeping them as free as we possibly can from harmful substances. It's as simple as that. And our responsibility is to manage the physical resources that we've been given. And this includes our health, because our health is our most precious gift. And the scriptures even guides us in the diets and the types of foods that we can eat and how to take rest and live in moderation. All these are aspects of living a life that's not just spiritually rich, but physically sound. I love that about the Bible. Here's another piece of wisdom on toxins in the Bible. And that comes from Leviticus 14 that provides some ancient wisdom on mold in our homes. And mold, of course, is a type of toxin. So God's directive is really clear here. Don't just pray it away, remove it. It's a principle that we can apply today. Toxins are still around, as well as so many other chemical substances that didn't even exist back in biblical days. So it's even more important today that we're aware of and take action regarding toxins and getting rid of them. That is the key. If something is toxic to us, it can be toxic to others. So you think about your family and your loved ones. Our choices really do have a ripple effect. And that's why it's so important. When toxins invade your home, it's about getting rid of them. They do more than harm our health. They impede our health. And we're tasked with ensuring that our home remains pure and safe. And not just for our sake, but for everyone that enters it, that lives with us, that we care about. The message is clear. We're called to honor and to sanctify our bodies and those around us by being conscious of and really just taking some action against the toxins that pervades our lives. So keep that in mind. Look around. Be mindful about what it is we're bringing into the home. And join me next time as we continue to seek wellness in both our body and our spirit. Until then, be well. Thank you for joining me here today at Start Living Sustainable. Please take a moment and head over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review. That really lights me up. If you were encouraged or blessed in any way, show your love and share the episode link with someone that you know that may benefit. Thank you so much, and until next time, God bless you, sis.